Muslims were in charge of Jerusalem, all other religious groups, they could maintain their places of worship under Islamic rule and authority. And you see, that is the reason why many analysts say that Muslims are the true guardians of Jerusalem. And among the reasons is, other religious groups, they revere some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, some of the prophets who came to Jerusalem, they don't revere others. The Jews, for example, they revere Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, aliyadullah, they don't regard as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a prophet. They don't regard Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a prophet. The Christians regard Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a prophet, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever they believe with regard to it is, they don't believe Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be a prophet. But when we are the people who are going to be the guardians of Jerusalem, every Nabi that came to Jerusalem, every Nabi that came to Jerusalem, we will revere that Nabi. Anyone were to speak against any of the Nabi, any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we will say that you are not allowed to do so under Islamic law. So we will revere each and every place in Jerusalem, because it is the place of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and we revere each and every one of them. And throughout history, this has been the situation. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi wrote some of his tracts of Ihya ul-Ulumuddin in the pressings of Masjid Aqsa. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi was born in Gaza. Many people might not be aware with regard to this. And even this, you know, during the time of Suleiman the Magnificent, when the Ottomans took over, the ruling and the authority of Masjid Aqsa, then at that particular time, some of the religious groups, the Christians, etc., felt the Muslims would not keep and allow us the freedom of worship the way it was allowed previously. So they took the agreement Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made with the other religious groups, that they will allow them to worship within their own particular places of worship. And Sheikh Sultan Salim, when he saw the writing of Umar radiallahu anhu, he kissed it and he placed it upon his eyes, and he said, "I will do what Umar radiallahu anhu did. I will also allow you freedom of worship in your places of worship." Even as I said, even a situation when there were times in Jerusalem when there was no salat read. So we must always keep in mind, it is not only this time when there is this difficulty. Between the time of 1099 and 1187 of the common era, there was no salat read in Masjid Aqsa. There was no salat read in Masjid Aqsa. Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullah alayhi, and thereafter Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, they thereafter waged a jihad against the Crusades. And we don't want to go into the history, but we know the type of unspeakable cruelties that the Crusades had brought about upon the people of Jerusalem when they conquered. And unlike the conquest of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in which there was no bloodshed, and unlike the conquest of Umar radiallahu anhu, in which there was justice, in which it brought relief and justice to the people of Jerusalem, when the Crusades came into Jerusalem, even Encyclopedia Britannica writes that when they entered into the temple, into the Masjid Aqsa and the other places of worship which was sacred to the other religions, their horses were knee deep in the blood of the city and the inhabitants of the city of Jerusalem. This was a difference. So therefore, Jerusalem, we are the true guardians. Unfortunately, you see, we have not been able to play our role, but that's a different matter. Now, as we can go on with regard to this particular situation, as I said, even in our darkest, and maybe this is a situation for us to keep in mind, that even in those portions of history where things are not going well, we still have our attachment. So Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullah alayhi, while he was busy fighting against the Crusades for the control of Jerusalem, when he realized towards the end of his life that he might not be able to conquer Jerusalem in his life, he commissioned a remarkable minbar made out of cedar wood, and he told his students and he told the people. And Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullah alayhi, Ibn Athir, his contemporary, writes, "I have studied the life of the rulers of Islam, and after the four, after the Sahaba Ikram, and after Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, I have not found in the history of Islam a ruler more pious than Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullah alayhi." He was the ustad of Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. Of course, then the conquering came in the time of Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. So he commissioned a mimbar and said, when Masjid Aqsa is eventually conquered, then place this mimbar in Masjid Aqsa. So even in our time, we must never forget Masjid Aqsa.